Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be my life. Be my life. Something to me, Lord. My soul is ready. My body is ready. Whatever you want, Lord, I will do it. Wherever you send me, I will go. Father, I thank you and praise you, O God, for this time that you allow us to come in this morning and bow down before you and worship. Lord, we ask today that you would speak to us as you use your servant, O God, to bring forth your word. Lord, we ask you to touch her eyes, her ears, and her lips of clay. And as she, O God, surrender and as she decrease, Lord, we ask, O God, that you might increase even the more and speak through her. Use her tongue, O God, as the instrument of peace and love and joy, compassion and mercy, O God, to pour into us, your people, in the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord, that we will not be the same after hearing what you have given her to give to us, Lord. Father, we are so careful to give you all the honor and all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for the mighty move that you are doing in India as we pray for Pastor Gurish and the pastors there that we support, O God, from Blog Talk Radio. How you are moving on the behalf of the ministries, Lord God. They're standing against the Hindus and the Sikhs and the Muslims and all of those different sects that they have to stand against, O God. But Lord, we know that you are with them and that your power, your presence are in their midst, O God. And because you are with them, they are more than enough to stand against the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, our prophetess, come on in and allow the Lord to use you. Come on in. Let me see what's going on here. Come on,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We thank God. Amen for you, Apostle Calendar, your beloved wife. Amen. And all that's under the ministry, trusted in your care. Glory to God. We thank God for all the administration that is affiliated with this Blog Talk Radio and all the surrounding pastors, holy apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. Amen. And all who are part of kingdom ministry. We thank God for you today. And my son, him being online with us tonight. Thank God for him. Praying for your son, your traveling graces. You try to make it home. Blessings on you and blessings on everybody that's listening and all who don't have the titles that we've acknowledged today. Amen. Everybody is somebody in the kingdom of God that have the Spirit of Christ. Praise the Lord. The Word of God says, you don't have His Spirit, you are none of His. And I realize there are those who have titles and they still don't have God's Spirit, but we salute all who do. God knows we're going to need the Spirit of Christ in this finale, the final war of this end game. Praise God. And so we thank God for you praise God, and the prayer that was prayed for us. Thank you so much, Apostle Caliber, for praying for us. Amen. Always appreciate prayer. Glory to God. Amen. And so we're going to enter into prayer again. You know, we can never get enough of prayer, and there's so much more required of us in that virtue in reference to that particular virtue. Amen. And we thank God for prayer. Amen. Without it, I wouldn't have never made it this far. I'm telling you. Songs say, I come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and with this word that I was blessed to have great tutors and teachers over my life who were used by God to help develop me, to bring me to this place until I learned, as John expressed in 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse, he talks about the anointing that we receive, the Holy Ghost. And God wants to grow us up to a place where we won't have need that tutors and teachers have to be with us all the time. And you know that when you go to school and go through the three various stages of development from elementary school, middle school, or junior high school to high school, then completion, and then it's up to you to go on to deepen or to further your educational levels. And if you chose not, you come out of school with a goal in mind, purpose, desires, and, you know, just things that you desire to do and accomplish. You already know who you are, what you got, where you're going, what you want to be by that time, most of us. And so we thank God for everyone that have sown in our life, all the holy apostles, Apostle Duncan Williams. Bless God for him and Apostle Joshua Selma. Glory to God out of Nigeria. Praise God. And there are so many other women of God, Naomi McCowan. Praise God. And we just appreciate God for all of them that have sold in our life. And our dear Herman Murray. Praise God. And even Apostle Caliban and Apostle Stewart that have sown in our lives, and God have used to add more faith to our faith and strength to our strength. We appreciate them, and even my son from day to day, how he encourages me and stir me and provokes me to good works, to study even the more because of the questions. He's very inquisitive, and so are a lot of other people that are with us from day to day, that are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, that desire answers from the Lord. And every day I wake up talking to the Father, questioning God, want to know and to be assured of that I'm going into the right direction. Amen. And I'm connected with the right people at the right time. Amen. Just want to do things right. Don't want no spots and no blemishes or any such thing that will offend. No little living, no foxes, praise God, no trespasses, transgressions, unpaid debts, unpaid vows. I don't even want it in my heart. Praise God, that it was said that I coveted something of my neighbor's house. Glory to God. Amen. If I fell prey to any form of idolatry. You know, sometimes you give praise and honor and glory more to people, places, and things than we do to Creator. We find ourselves worshiping the flesh, even though we're justified to a degree to give honor where honor is due. Praise the Lord. We ought to extol and to bless each other and encourage each other in the place that God has placed us. You know, we find that a lot of people find that hard to do, and they think that it's a sin if they just acknowledge you in the kingdom. And I was taught growing up in the Lord that when we're in the kingdom setting, we are to admonish and acknowledge each other by our spiritual titles. Amen. And then when we're outside of that, and then some people just practice this habit with them, and they just feel better doing it even outside of the Lord's house. You know, they still address us with these spiritual titles. Praise God, but we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and we ought to do that, give honor where honor is due, like we do the judge. And then when he gets through judging, his family calls him father, he would call him by the name, and so on. But we thank God for the place that he's given us today to stand in his behalf. Praise God, to stand between him and the people, to relate and to declare what the word of the Lord is saying to you all through us. Praise God. We thank God for that today. Amen. And so today we want to acknowledge him in all our ways by word of prayer. And we just want you to pray with us as you always do. So appreciate your prayers, you who are praying throughout Africa and India, Europe, America, wherever this radio broadcast or blog is being heard. You are so appreciated. Amen. It's an honorable thing that your ears are listening through the voice of God, to the voice of God through us. Praise God. And so, Father, we stretch our hands to you today. We glorify you today for your goodness and your mercy that's been extended to each of us individually as well as corporately, and how you are mindful of us and all your patience toward us, Lord, and our growth, our development. God, we just want to tell you, thank you that your mercy yet rests upon each of us and for giving us another day's journey, another day to prove what is in our heart. God, that our desire is to keep your commandments, your judgments, your statutes, your precepts. We want you to be glorified in our body and in our spirit, O Lamb of God. We praise you. We praise you on this afternoon. We just bless your holy and righteous name. We come to give you praise because you deserve our praise, O God. You deserve our praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy that you've shown, oh God, to each of our families, to even those who are backslidden and who've gone backwards. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy yet being upon them, that we haven't had to make a phone call or receive a phone call of tragic or disaster, of untimely death or even untimely birth. We thank you for your promise and your faithfulness that you are yet causing evil, God, to go over us and around us and have not come now our dwelling, for great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, O God. From morning to morning, hallelujah, our songs and our prayer rise to you, for you're worthy of our praise. And we thank you for your provision continually, Lord, for all that we have needed, thou hast provided, and we appreciate you, O God in heaven. Oh, we praise you this day, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you've even shown mercy even upon the fool that has said in his heart that there's no God, all who deem themselves as atheists. God, your mercy is extended. And we thank you that you hear the prayer warriors globally who stand in the gap for these people who are unlearned, who are void of understanding of your goodness. We thank you for the privilege and the honor that you've chosen us, God, in this day and time. You continue to allow us to take the word of God and feel the power of the world to come. And we thank you, Lord, to be made partakers of your heavenly gift. You thought enough of us, God, to allow us to be workers together with you continually. And we bless your name, Lord. Oh, my soul, praise you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, and I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Oh, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Oh, I praise you. I bless you. God bless you on this afternoon, for you're worthy, hallelujah, of my praise. And I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Oh, Allah, Nikelash, Allah. Oh, God, I will bless thee. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless your holy name for your grace and mercy still upon our children, our grandchildren, and that they have not been consumed by those who have gone far from you. In the name of Jesus, that have gone after Satan and darkness, God, I thank you for your mercy, for hearing us concerning them and sparing them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, and I bless you for those who standing to get them wherever they may be planted or wherever they live, that you have prayer warriors set up throughout this nation, in every city, surrounding county, state, God, rural area. We thank you for the hedge. Oh, God, the hedges and the gaffers that stand between the demons and the souls of men that yet block the power of Satan. God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us power over the devil and his angels, his seed, and all that they have made, God, in their image and their likeness. We thank you for power over our own flesh, God, the mind and the world. We thank you, Jesus, Jesus, for giving us your name that is above every name, and the confirmation that the devil is threatened by your name, God, in the name of Jesus, and the law passed to keep it from being uttered. We thank you, Lord, for sealing upon our lips. Let it not depart from us, Jesus, Jesus, Yeshua. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God, push the darkness away. Push it away, God, in the name of Jesus. Every cloud in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the night pass away. Let joy come. Let morning come. Jesus, 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 deliver, deliver this afternoon. Deliver, we pray, Jesus, Jesus, oh, that you will release the anointing to open the people's eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan back to you, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among those of us who are sanctified. Hallelujah, sanctified. Hallelujah, sanctified. Adami por skelelahadishi. God, sanctified, sanctified, sanctified. In the name of Jesus, sanctify. Today I pray that you hear the cries of sinners, those who are yet in the muck and the mire, reclaim that desire to come out, God, to be delivered. Those who are hungry and thirsting for eternal things, God, I pray that you send help and hope and strength that they can look up, God, and begin to build their hope on things eternal and not on this earth. God, we see heaven and earth passing away, but your word, hallelujah, yet abide is still, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would touch everyone that's sick and afflicted. God, in the name of Jesus, that you would deliver. Deliver, God, from the weakness of the flesh. Deliver from the spirit of infirmity. Oh, God, deliver. Deliver from walking pestilence, noisome pestilence, plague, viruses, everything that's operating micro. Oh, God, and bio, we pray, God, in Jesus' name, that the anointing be loose to break and destroy yokes, God, in the cellular area, in the bone, in the marrow of the bone, in the name of Jesus, in the mind, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would correct, God, in the name of Jesus, and reconstruct, oh, God, failing organs, we pray, God, for restoration throughout the body, oh, the soul and the spirit, from the first layer of the skin down to the very marrow of the bone. God, in the name of Jesus, throughout the triune. God, in the name of Jesus, 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 we pray that you restore souls, Restore souls, those who are soul tied or have found it very hard to break away. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you deliver them from evil passions, evil desires, from sex slavery, from spirit spouses. Deliver, God, the loins of the mind and the bottom loins, we pray, God, in Jesus' name, that soul ties be broken, satanic ties be broken in the name of Jesus. God, lust, adultery, fornication, God, in the name of Jesus, necrophilia, masturbation, in the name of Jesus, incest, pedophilia, oh, Jesus, 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 deliver, deliver, God, in the name of Jesus, from evil imaginations, God, from filthy dreams, deliver, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lamb of God, that the blood of Jesus, will saturate the soul, sweep and rest over the soul, restore it, God, deliver from heartaches, disappointment, and pain, insanity, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, oh, bring to wholeness. Let there be a miracle in the mind from nervous breakdowns. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for restoration, oh God, and a purging throughout the chambers of the mind, oh God, that their conscience will be purged from dead works and all the things that have hurt them, discouraged them, or broken their spirit. Jesus, altar, namaha, Jesus, Jesus, altar, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray on this afternoon. Oh, God, that the pastors, oh, who are struggling today, oh, to hold fast to the ministry in their care, we pray, God, that you would encourage their heart, strengthen their heart, fortify them in the name of Jesus in the place where they're planted. And we pray that you would send laborers to uphold them, to lift up their arms, their hands, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There in God and heard in Moses, we pray, God, that you would send helps. You would send helpers in war in the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, raise up prayer warriors. Well, to cleanse the filthiness out of the holy place. God, in the name of Jesus, to cast down imagination and all imagery. God, to break the spirit of sorceries in the name of Jesus and all the things that have brought confusion. Oh, God, in ministry, oh, God, to dethrone the pastor that you've chosen, those who lead, those who've given all your vineyard care. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would even heal the ministries that are having a hard time, Lord, that to bring forth children, Lord. We pray that you heal the womb of their ministry. Heal the womb of the ministry. Let them have children, God. Let them bring forth children. Heal, Lord, heal. Strengthen it against abortion. Strengthen it against miscarriage. Strengthen it, Lord, that there be no shifting. God, in the name of Jesus, not one will follow the false prophet and end up in a false revival, dancing with wolves. We pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Jesus, that the fires would be rekindled about the altar, that when sinners come, God, that sin may be devoured and destroyed. God, at the filthiness of prayer, at the fierceness of prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the anointing would mount, so God, that every yoke would be broken and destroyed because of the anointing of the voice of your spirit ringing throughout the place. God, cause everything to be subject to the higher power, all that you've ordained, or within the bounds of righteousness. We pray this in Jesus' name. that you would continue to bless and meet every need. Expand us and enlarge us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you would cause the wealth of sinners, the rich and the famous, God, to give to the people of God's bosom, that all needs would be met, God, and everything would be in order by the time we shut the doors about us. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done throughout this blog. Blessed Strickland Apostle Calendar, his wife, open doors for increase for monetary gifts, God, that you would bless. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, throughout Africa and all the pastors that are under his wing of care, God, we pray for financial increase and expansion, God, and for the strengthening of their hearts. In the name of Jesus and their visions, we pray this in Jesus' name, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be accepted in your sight. For you are Lord, our strength and our mighty Redeemer. Amen, to the glory of God. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lamb of God. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you and we lift our voice to worship you. Oh, our soul rejoice, oh God, at your mercy shown to us to share this word. We pray that you will anoint it, anoint my mind, anoint my ears to be quickened to hear what you are saying, to speak that I hear only, to speak the word only that your people be healed. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you root out and pluck out everything that you didn't plant, that this word, God, will fall on good ground, be believed and received, and God, conceive that they can bring forth fruit to your pleasure and to the pleasure of those who cry for eternal fruit. God, and cry for the tables of the Lord, we pray that it's so in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you again. Amen. For this opportunity, praise God to share the word of God with you again. And I tell you, there's so much going on. I tell you, I'm just running over. And if there's so much that need to be said, and how to say it and when to say it. We want to do things kindly and want to speak accurately. Praise God. So we desire your prayers. And we're just going to continue in the series that we started out from day one of being invited to this radio blog of Apostle Calendar's praise God. And we started out when we first came in and dealing with the discerning of the times. And we went on from there, praise the Lord, dealing with the discerning of the times and dealing with high times and dealing with the alerts and the red alerts and dealing with the signs of the symbolism and all the things that are speaking before you, praise the Lord. And trying to encourage you to mind high things, to look a little higher, to think a little deeper, to stretch yourself and your senses and get them exercised. Go on and get yourself trained and develop and begin to do some fasting and praying to assure the accuracy of your understanding. Praise God in these days and time, because there's so much happening, and we know that everything that is happening is the things of in people, places are happening because God ordained it. As we always say, everything is moving by the power of God. There's no power that be but is of the name of God, as Paul told the church at Romans, praise the Lord, dealing with the power of God, being subject to the powers, but the right powers. Praise God. Amen. And so we're looking at all of these world events. I mean, they're falling like dominoes. Every way you turn, there's a thorn, there's a thistle, there's a trumpet, there's a warning, there's danger. Praise the Lord. And out of all that you hear uttered, the sounds, the noise, the objects, the people, the places, the things, the beast, the creature, everything in the lithosphere is speaking. Everything in the hydrosphere is speaking, meaning the water world, anything that's in the seas, the rivers, the oceans, praise God, ponds, creeks. There's something that's trying to alert you that something is going wrong in every habitation throughout all spheres. Praise God. And out of all that we see that's going on with the law changes and authority that's been given fallen angels in these last days as God make the final transfers of power, amen, we hear the enemy roaring and we see him going forth as a roaring lion, amen, devouring, praise God. Praise God, and overthrowing and dethroning, and we need to pay close attention. It is more obvious, and it is straight up to the point that I'm telling you, without the Lord, you will not make it through these times, not in keeping the right mind anyway, because anybody that, if they really knew the plans that evil has for you, the will of Satan, or even knew what Paul stressed to the church at Ephesus, or some people call it Ephesians, and he talked about the fivefold ministry of Satan right there when he's mimicking, copying, and duplicating everything that Ephesians 4 talks about that we have for the perfecting of the saints. We see Satan's administration for the perfecting of evil. Everything is coming to its fullness. It's right at fullness. It's here. And you can tell by the 100s, the flashing of the number 100 throughout the media, the political realm, the signs, the numbers, declaration of deaths, a strategic geographical place that lines with a 100. That 100 means the fullness is at its full. Everything is at its full, and now it is manifestation time of what sort it is, or the conception, whatever we have conceived or believed and conceived is now in full birth. Praise God. And you look at all this stuff, you're wondering, where is God in all this? His doing, what is he doing? What is God doing? The purpose of everything that's being done under the sun or being permitted to be done under the sun. Praise God. You want to know where he's at, because God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the first and the last. He is the one that declared the end with the beginning. He not only just told us of our origins, man's origins, of the beginning of sin, and showed us in a different generation how he had to end it and cut off sin at strategic places and geographical places and points, but God being the God of spirit, that's what Paul told us in Hebrews 12:9, he is the father of spirits, whether it's good or evil, whether it progresses toward perfection or reach the stature of the fullness of iniquity. Praise God, because God has all types of vessels. Amen. As Paul told the church at Romans chapter 9, he said, there's all types of vessels. in the house of God or in God's hand for use. You got some vessels of honor, some to dishonor, some fitted for destructions, vessels of mercy. Praise God. God has all types of vessels that's going forth at this hour, some to good, some to destruction, just like in our houses and all that we possess. We have all types of paintings and stuff that is very expensive, very pricely, very costly. Praise God. Stuff radiant, stuff dulls. I mean, we got all kind of vessels, all kind of things that we possess with a purpose. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we are seeing, I'm telling you, now, and I can talk from my point because of the spiritual manifestations that are going on and all the voices that are in the world. Praise God. And I remember where Ezra spoke and talked in Ezra, the third chapter, verse 13. We're in a day, man, it's so much noise going on, so many voices speaking, so many things being sent out, so many things being loose. And he said in that particular verse, even after the restoration of the temple of God, going through another phase, another generation at the failing of a house of God and the house of God deteriorating, and the spiritual fathers, the one who were responsible for the temple, are like today responsible for the church arena to make sure everything stays in order and everything goes as God planned and goes well, that the forefathers have sinned, repeated the same sin as other fathers, and let the lamps be put out. Amen. And let the light go out, the fire go out on the altars. Praise God. God is the one that's reconstructing, leading the wicked and the righteous in the way that they should go. Amen. Some are fitted for destruction. No matter what you try to do to bring change and to tell them what to do and what they ought to do, the do's and the don'ts of Most High, and, you know, they're set. But that word going to fall on you for the good, for the bad. It's going to make you. It's going to break you. Praise God. Amen. And so I tell you, if it's ever been a time that we need to be paying attention more now than ever, because they have shifted. We've been on high alert, red alert, high time to wake up, to stop sleeping. Praise the Lord. And we've been trying to encourage you because we're in the end game, the finality of everything. Everything is going back to its origins. This generation here, all the other ones end up the same way. Praise God. And we are going to need the Spirit of God to carry us through from this day forward. You're going to need the presence of God in your life. You're going to need the Spirit of God. And if you don't have it, I beseech you today. I encourage you. I warn you. I urge you, praise God, I beg you and plead with you to get the Spirit of the living God in you, because you will not win a war against these fallen angels without God. Without God, you need the power of God to defeat evil. You need the power of prayer. You need a lot of prayer. The more you pray, the more powerful you are. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. Amen. No prayer, no power. Amen. Because, I mean, you can have the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. But you can be dry. You can have a dry ministry without prayer. Prayer is a type of oil. It is the presence of God, God's approval on you. It keeps you saturated with God's approval, or as we call it, the triple H seal. Praise God, the approval of God, the anointing of God, and Him easily pointing you to do various things and to fill in gaps or to stand in the gap when others have fled or walked away or went AWOL from a particular office or a place planted. God will use you because you kept your vessel, your body, your lifestyle in a position of sanctification and honor. You did what's right, no matter the temptation, no matter the snare, no matter the sickness on your body that is warring against. Now, that's when it comes. Infirmities come, sickness come to war against you fasting, because the devil know in this last hour, without these kind of debilitating entities or deities, as they some call it, deities, entities, or lower gods, or demons, or devils, or demigods, to fight against any of these under these titles, these various titles or carry these specific characteristics, without the Spirit of God, you won't be able to fight any. Praise God. Amen. But the war starts with yourself. You got to start with the flesh, conquering it, its appetites, its desires, overeating, over-feeding, and watching a lot of foolishness and being a lot of foolish conversations. Amen. You got to stay before God to assure that you stay rapture ready and fight ready. But we're going to need the Spirit of God. And we're praying that the Spirit of God fall afresh on us and renew us again and revive us again for the battle for the next hour. Praise the Lord. And so today we want to go on back in this word that we've been talking on, dealing with high alert. And I want to deal with, I'm going to be talking a little bit on the numerology alerts, the numbers, the symbolisms alert, looking at symbols, paying attention to symbols. You got to watch the marking of territories. Praise God. And then you want to look at word alerts, because of the riddles now that's being spoken, and numbers meaning letters and the numerology and put together coded stuff that's being spoken all around us, and recognizing housings and so on, whether it's a physical body or a geographical location or a center, a central place where demons have been given ground to. Praise God. But I want to read some scriptures that I use as a basic scripture base, a foundational scriptures that I use to build the message, because I mean, in this word, particular scripture where we are going in, and some of you are already familiar with it from Ecclesiastes, the first chapter and the third chapter, I would have to build from that to go where I'm going today to show you something. Amen. Praise God. Where we won't be seeing things the same. But in Ecclesiastes, we found this word coming from King Solomon, whom the God himself declared was one of the wisest men in the world, who have given himself over to no folly and to know why men do the things he would do. And I tell you, God anointed him with hindsight, foresight, insight, and he was anointed to measure the hearts of people, and he had good judgment in this last hour. He had discerning of the human spirit. Praise God. But Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, and I want to read that 13th verse, but I want to go up to Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, verse 4, because of this alignment of scriptures. And then we're going to go to that third chapter, verses 10 through 11. But Ecclesiastes, and I mean, you can use this particular scripture over and over and over again, because it's talking about past, present, and future events. And it lets you know what you see today was yesterday. And you got to see today as yesterday. You got to see yesterday today. Everything that's happening today happened yesterday or in the generation past. And so verse 4 of Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, reads, one generation passes away. There are those who are dead and going on before us. They are not here anymore. Praise the Lord. He say one generation passes away and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. All right? And he said in verse 9, the thing that has been, listen to the man, the thing that has been, whatever happened before is what it's saying. Or what happened yesterday, or a few hours ago, if you don't go through it right, you could expect it to repeat. And you see this same cycle, the same scenario from generation to generation, because through it, most have all failed. They have failed. He said that generation passed, but the earth abides forever. And the thing that has been, it is. What has been? It is that which shall be. All right? The thing that has been, it is that which shall be. Now, that generation that has passed, now we know, even if you read throughout all the chapters of Ecclesiastes, you find how Solomon, wisdom from God, talks about the dead. Once they've lived in this world, they can't come back and say anything and repeat and relive like this doctrine of reincarnation. Praise God. But you can look at now, this is where it pushes you in your spiritual senses. If you want to understand today and what's coming, glory to God. You got to look backwards, and you know, we're going to see what God said, that he requires that which is past, all right? If you want to know what's coming, especially in the latter hour, or even tomorrow, you got to read backwards. You got to go hinder. Walk close with God, and so close that he will do us all that sacrifice their triune and dedicate themselves to fasting and prayer, the study of the word, praise God, and being spotless from the world, that he would put us on a cleft of the rock, a style that you could do it in prayer, by prayer, or even on camping or go fishing or something like I'm going to do after I get through teaching y'all going fishing. Be by myself and be by the waters. Love to fish. Love to fish. I put you on a cliff of a rock. And he gave him an open vision. He showed him hinder. God showed Moses hinder. And this is how we got the Torah. And people would say, well, Moses wasn't there. They say Moses wrote the first four books of the Bible. And say, well, how could he write that? He wasn't there to see nor to tell. But God, walking with God, God showed him the origins of Adam and Eve. He took him all the way back. What a beautiful opportunity, a vision that God showed him backwards, and it was accurate, straight to the point. Now, who could show you past, present, and future accurately, infallibly, but God himself? Because God ways past finding out unless he show it to you himself. And then the prophets have declared that God revealed his secrets to friends and them that love him and stand with him and hate what he hate and love what he love. God will trust them, and he know that he can come and move on you any time of day. And when God is overwhelmed and troubled at what the nations are doing, or even his people, more so is what his people are doing that troubles him. Now, he expects the wicked to be wicked. They have not known the gods, but the descendants of Abraham, our father, and we've been taught and been a people that them grace to pray through all of their sufferings and their crosses and heartaches and the genocides and other murders of, praise God. And so God showed him hinder, just like he did right here with Solomon. God put Moses on the cleft of the rod and showed him all the way from day one and past that before him, because there was another generation before that one. And you'll find this in other books, that in our book, 66 books, declares that there are other books, and we know that the schemes of secret societies have stolen a lot of gospel writings and books, things that were meant for us, because they are only concerned about geographical location and riches and doorways and portals to unleash so many other elements, but that's another message. But God put Moses in the cleft of the rock, and he showed him the origins of Adam and Eve, the fall. Amen. And Moses was able to record that for our record. So if the people today, especially the millennium movement, they say, well, we don't need the Old Testament. And I've said this last week when I spoke. And we don't need that God doing a new thing. It's a new covenant and da-da-da-da-da and all. And God never got rid of his word. He never got rid of it and destroyed the covenant. He never got rid of it. The only thing that was destroyed was ceremonial laws, the doing away of animal sacrifices, but everything else still stands to this day. God didn't destroy the law of Moses other than the like I said, the animal sacrifices, the offering up of doves and bullocks and goats and, praise God, and lambs. He did away with that, and we see they're going back to it, because even to this day they are looking for unblemished red heifers to offer sacrifices again in the rebuilt temple. So we see it. Everything is going backwards, redoing what God has purposely destroyed, and that's why he sent Jesus. But this word is saying, now that generation is past. They have gone on. Some have gone to sleep in the Lord, and they're resting, and there's fellowship with them, and alertness and awareness and talking on that side, but they're not speaking on this side of it unless you find writings or books or the skins and other various writings that they have written. And we are reading, we are hearing the voice through the writings or the booklets. Praise the Lord. So they're not here to continue conversation on everything they see. So what you have to do is to begin to look at geographical locations, monuments, people, places, and things, and artifacts, specific numbers that were strong in their time, and you see a repeat here in this last day of nines and 100s and 11s and 13s and 12s and 7s and 3s and 6s. And never in my years of 43 years of being saved have I seen so many 3s and 6s being slung. And people say the Antichrist is not here. But he said a generation passes. They have passed. But they left writings, numbers, and pictorial descriptions or storytelling so you can have a view or a preview of what was seen. And what they saw, we will see it again. He said, the thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. and there is no new thing under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. And this is why God created Adam and Eve. There was a world before that that went under, void, and without, the world became without form, and darkness was upon it. And that's why when he told them after creation, he say, replenish, re means to do again. What was diminished or destroyed before, replenish, do it again. He gave them the authority. And he said in verse 10, is there anything where it may be said, see, this is new. It has been already of old times. Listen at Solomon. He say, which was before us. Now, this word, he was talking about the generation before. What Solomon was looking at in his dispensation and his time frame, he was looking at what they had saw. And he's telling you what you're seeing is what we saw. Now, what we are seeing and how this thing is ending and folding up and closing, he says, Solomon said, which was before us. And now we can say the same thing. We are looking at some of the things that Solomon, Moses, and all of them before us have seen from generation to generation. And why does God allow this repeat cycle? Somebody tell me that. Why does God allow that repeat cycle? So he said in verse 13, Solomon said, now I'm looking at this. Why is this from generation to generation? Why this thing continue? Why it keeps repeating? He said, I gave my heart to seek. I got to find a reason. Why is this so? I gave my heart to seek and search. I mean, you got to do some in-depth plowing. It takes time to understand. Amen. It takes time to study. To research. Praise God. He said, I gave my heart, that part of the soulless rib. I turned my passions toward understanding the move of God or even the move of man. He said, I wanted to understand why men and women do the things they do under the sun. What is this? What is causing this? What evil has inspired people to do the things they do? He said, I gave my heart over to understand. How many want to understand what's going on? Do you really understand what's going on and how late it is, how dark it is? Sure, the sun is shining bright today. And we've been blessed that they haven't been spraying the contrails and the chemtrails. It looks like every day they spray around here with their smart clouds. And most people don't know the difference in that. Why do men do the things they do? Well, we know most things are demonically inspired when it comes to the destruction and the decay of the human race. And so he says here, it has been already of old time, going over that 10th verse, which was before us. Before Solomon say, what we're looking at today, in his day, the generation, all of them that died, whom we don't see, they saw this. And then the generation coming will see it repeated again. And these things will continue. Evil continued its repeat cycle, does the same thing. That's why I understand what Paul told them in the First Corinthians 10, he said, there's no temptation taking you, but such is not common to man. What you're going through, you already know about that. You've been there, done that. Most things that you fall prey to or go back to in sin when you backslide, you already been there, done that. You know how that feels. You know what that looked like. You know what it tastes like. You know. Praise God. There's no new thing under the sun. He said, I gave my heart to seek out and to search out by wisdom. You know, you got to search by wisdom. You got to know what to touch, what to read. You got to know what's for us, what's legal and what's illegal. Some, you know, out of all the books in the world, even some people that call themselves of the ministry of God that say they're with us, sometimes you can't even open all literature and all books and listen to every song and enter all places. You got to have wisdom. You need the Spirit of God, who is that wisdom, to order your steps that you can go in and out safely. And even to this day of 43 years of being saved, I'm not allowed to open every book. I'm not allowed to associate with everybody. I'm not allowed to look at everything. I'm not allowed to marry what I want to marry or whatever. Praise God. He said, you got to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under the heaven. There's so much going on under the heavens. That means right here down with us. And if you're going to make it through the hell that's coming, the evil that's going to be loose, God will loose evil angels. Amen. And he have sworn by his word, and it has pre-written that God said that man will come to the end of his rule. Know why? Because of the lack of prayer. Not enough prayer, not enough attention given to his word. So evil is overspreading, and it looks like everywhere you turn, it's becoming a habitation of devils. He said, I wanted to know. Solomon said, I wanted to know. He began to experiment sexually with all type of women. I mean, that was one man that was so tied to a lot of women. 600 wives and 300 concubines. 700 wives, I mean 700 wives and 300 concubines. I mean, that was a lot of sex. He gave himself, and then they pulled his heart away from God. He experienced the gods, different types of gods, the statues, all types of sexes and fetishes. Experiences from food from around the nations. I mean, all kind of shapes and things. I'm sure he ran into somebody was a hermaphrodite. They were born with both organs. I'm sure he had some freaks. I mean, there were orgies. There were phénomène de toile, the same temptations today, the same sexual snares today. They had them yesterday. Amen. All kind of stuff he was tied to, and God blessed him and graced him, and he was able to make it in time back to God. And admonish that out of all that I've felt, I've tasted, I've smelled, I've touched, I've loved, I've had sex with, I find that in the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, that the whole conclusion, I mean, it's all folly, and all the books in the world, all the teachings and knowledge in the world. He say the whole duty of a man is to keep God's commandments. To fear God and keep his commandment is all vanity. It's vain. It's stuff that's going to pass away, that's going to be destroyed, that will be consumed. Everything going down but the word of God. And those who are full of the word will remain. They will abide forever, who are full of the word and the spirit of grace. He said, I gave myself to search out my wisdom concerning all the things that are done under the heavens. And he said, this is sore travail. He said, this is sore travail has God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. Sore travail means agony, mental exertion, wisdom, study. It's like not just going places, doing things and having a bunch of sex and doing a lot of drinking and a lot of eating. It's weariness to the triune. It has a dark sometimes effect on the body, the soul, and the spirit. It will wear you out. And if you enter those realms that's governed by the fivefold ministry of Satan, by the devil and his angels, I'm telling you, all this stuff will make you weary, wounded, and sad. And you will have no peace. He said, it's sore travail. Sin come with pain. And even a man born of a woman, praise God, all his days is full of trouble. It's trouble. Praise God. He said, this is given to the sons of men. You got to work for it. You got to exchange something to have darkness, to have sexual sin, for sinful sexual pleasures, forbidden relationship. It's sore travail. You got to labor. You got to labor hard, extra hard to give up something for Satan and even for the Lord. You got to give over to it. And listen what he says in verse 14. He said, I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. All will deteriorate, everything going down but the word of God. All of it is deteriorating. Everything is ending. Everything has a deadline in death or deterioration or destruction. Nothing lasts that's man-made forever. Only what God made is eternal. Even if the flesh, even the flesh that your father and mother created for you is temporal. You have to pull it off. It has to die. It will dissolve. It will get sick and it's infectious. Praise God. For the eternal man, that's forever. If we choose to serve the Lord, even going and be with the Lord in the new heavens, the new earth, and enjoy that, even the millennium period, or to the underworld, go into hell from the prison, from like going to jail, from jail to eternal prison, and that's the lake of fire. But look at Ecclesiastes 3rd chapter. He say, verses 10 and 11, and I have seen the travail, the work, the things that people do. They work so hard at to build, to accomplish. Amen. That travail, God give us various abilities and talents to do skills. Like some people are masons, some people do woodwork, arts, and all the many splendid gifts. You were born, you came into the world to give. You were born with these gifts. You were born with the abilities. And it takes the Holy Ghost to come in to enlighten, to strengthen, amen, to highlight and to magnify that virtue or that gift or that talent. Some people just born in the world to lay bricks. Some people born in the world as carpenters. You discover your God-given purpose on earth. And he say, I've seen that God, I've seen the travail which God has given to the sons of God. Their gifts, their talents, their responsibility. I've seen that. The sons of God, to be exercised in it, that he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts. God set the world in our hearts, appointed those various glories. Now, when he's talking about that in reference to that, he's not talking about the scripture where it say, love not the world, neither the things that are in them. He don't want you to love them more than your soul, the value of your soul, or building your soul. Because we can build houses, we can build monuments, we can build skyscrapers, and leave the soul unbuilt, undone, constructed right by the word of God, and we still haven't accomplished nothing. He say he made it. He put the world in your heart. He put the desire in a woman for her husband. He put the desire in a man for his wife, or male for a female. God, the one put the world in our heart, these earthly desires where I'd like to cook, I'd like to decorate, I like to bowl, I like to skate, I like to fish. Praise the Lord. Amen. He put that in. I like the animal kingdom. I like farming. It was in my heart. I grew up. I followed the direction of my heart, which was according to the will of God, the word of God. It was within the bounds of righteousness. It was the right things to do. Glory is given to me, the ability to be a woman of God, to be a prayer warrior, to be a mother, to be a wife, to be a sister. Praise the Lord, to be an aunt, to be a grandmother. Those are glories given to me. God put that in our heart to be subject to our spouses and for a man to love his wife. Praise God, as Christ loved the church. God put that in man to be exercised in. And he said, so that no man could find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. We have so much other responsibility. Out of all that I've studied and I know, and I've read, and the great tools and teachers have the privilege of being in a ministry where the fivefold ministry passed through the pulpits fluently. We weren't a church stuck on, we had respect of titles. You know, you go to some churches, all they allow is the pastor and bishop to pass through the pulpit. They never bring in an evangelist. They never bring in a teacher. They never bring in the prophets. So the church is off course. It's off balance. It's not a balanced ministry. You got to have the fivefold ministry passing through the pulpit to perfect the saints. We cannot reach perfection without fivefold ministry. Praise God. And that's what Ephesians says, that all the five, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, must pass through the pulpit. It's for the perfecting of the saints, until we all come into the knowledge of the fullness of the Godhead bodily and obtain that mindset, that spirit, that aura, that divine nature, that power. The fullness of it is accomplished in us, but it's going to have to come through holy vessels, holy apostles, holy prophets, holy evangelists, pastors, and teachers. If that's the travail. Even in ministry as well, in the natural arena, he said, this is what we find the world, and so that man can find out the work of God. It's so much to do. We got responsibility with natural works and spiritual works. I mean, it's so much more than most our works, and our labor is 70% natural. In this world, unless you're one who are not married, or you're in a marriage where you and your wife or husband is very compatible and y'all 100 throughout ministry, praise God. You have the same mind going in the same direction, and your focus is not materialistic gain or building another house or trying to have the biggest house, and you're just traveling for the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're traveling for the Lord. And so those people right there, they'll be blessed to find out the work of God. Amen. And more things, because of their dedication and their commitment and their selling out, to find out more and more of the work of God, like he said, from the beginning to the end, versus someone got overload responsibility. You're a husband. You got to be a father. You got to be a mother. You have all this responsibility, bills in the house. So these things limit. They're like robbing you of the fullness of secrets or treasures of God himself, the things that you could see. Amen. But those other glories, earthly glories, can limit the revelation that can come to you of the deeper things of God. And that's what Solomon's saying here, because God has set the world in your heart and it already gave you responsibility when you came from him and you entered the body that your parents prepared for you and you went into the earthly glories of, as the scriptures say, the glory of children are their fathers. You you'll express glory in the face of your father. And then your wife is a glory. You know, there's so many things to hold your eyes here, and very rarely setting your eyes to the heavens as a flint, noticing the things of the Spirit and of God, because earthly things, if you don't watch it and don't have balance, will tire you out, and you'll be so weary and worn and overworked by these things till you will be robbed of the treasures in heavens, of the revelations that will come from that place because of earthly responsibility. And so he says, so that a man can find out, can't find out the work that God maketh from beginning to the end. He wants us to know, and he proved to us that he wouldn't hide nothing from us. Some things are for God, and God's ways are past finding out. But he, look at what he did for Enoch. Man, he showed Enoch, he took him on every floor of the spheres. Science called it S-P-H-E-R-E-S, spheres. And the Bible calls it in Genesis, firmaments, floors going up. And on every floor going up from the first, you got the atmosphere stuff in that arena, the winds, the clouds, the blows, and then a lot of entities that are in the invisible realm hiding behind the veil, yet there of the wind mask. Praise God, they're there. Praise God. But Enoch was able to go all, he went past the troposphere, the first sphere. He went the strat all the way up, the thermosphere all the way up. He saw what was up, the places that man have no insight on. Now, we'll see some things flying in airplanes, but you're still limited. You just see the top floor. You're riding right up there above the stratosphere in the airplanes. But Enoch was privileged to go all the way up and meet the angels over every treasures of glories given to man. Praise God. Amen. He met the rain, the one that releases the rain, the ones that over the clouds, the ones that over the snow, the ones that's over the sun, who let the sun out of his place and let it, put it back in his place, and the moon, and who let the moon out. And praise God, Enoch was a man like unto us. And God, I mean, you're talking about somebody sell out to go to that place. He went. And according to those books, those 360-something books he wrote, he came back, told his family about them, gave them writings of it, told them stories, and from what the lost book says, gave him 30 days, and he went back. Praise God. Amen. And he told of the glories. He told even the prisons on the third floor. Praise God, or in the northern part of the universe, that some of those fallen angels are bound there, and then the ones that were bound up under the desert and bound in the river Euphrates, John even saw them as some that was bound under Jerusalem, and the ones that fell over in Mount Hermon and all. I'm telling you, that's an awesome place to be in, where your mind is nothing but on the glory of God. And because of all of these entities that are being loose today, we need a deeper consecration so that we will be aware of those spiritual citizens. Oh, praise God. Those who are bound to that realm, that our political leaders, those are the political pulpits, are making it legal for them to come in our realm. No devil, no demigod, anything of the ancients have no place in our world, in our realm, unless permitted by us. God say, whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose it. If you permit it, to live with you, sit on the recliner with you, eat with you, fellowship with you, then I'll loose it. If you don't want it here, I will imprison it. All you got to do is ask me. Now, the stuff is loose here because you loosed it, not because our God did it. But only time God loosed evil when men go into rebellion. Men, they are more determined to do evil than good when men forsake prayer and forsake the worship of God. then that gives place to the devil. And Paul told us in Ephesians 4, do not give place to the devil. Don't play with him, because he come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But the Spirit of God come to give life, and life more abundantly. It came that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Evil hates us all. Evil hates us, and is working against all of the glories that God has given us. It's working against our wind, our oxygen, our rain. Amen. It's poisoning. It's mingling, just like Daniel said, how these spirits come down and mingle their seed with us, fusing with us bodily. Amen. Becoming spouse and spousal to you, soul tied to you. Become a spirit spouse. Praise God. Become your leader and your guide. Oh, they're coming to kill, steal, and to destroy with a little deception of pleasure or intimacy to fool you, to hold you until your complete destruction. But we need to find out right here, where he says, and find out the work of God, him being the father of spirits. We have spirits loosed that shouldn't be here. We have spirits loose that shouldn't be here. Many preachers have authorized demons in the pulpit. Amen. They have compromised. They've been dethroned, and they're not preaching up under the anointing anymore. They're not preaching the full gospel, some of them, anymore. Praise the Lord. And they have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, to satanic bribery. Oh, don't preach against sin. Don't preach against transgenderism, transhumanism. Don't you preach against adultery. Don't preach against fornication. Don't preach against masturbation. Praise the Lord. Amen. And now you're finding he's there, but the devil is preparing the table before the people. He's preparing their sermon. He's watered down. And now they're preaching these GMO sermons, genetically modified sermons. They have mingled the seed. They have mingled the seed, the word of God, with lies. And they're using the hidden things of dishonesty, cutting craftiness. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, well, we must denounce the hidden things of dishonesty. He said, I have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. I will not be a part of blinding people's minds and their eyes. I'm going to help you to see. I'm going to make you think. I'm going to make you worried. I want you to be troubled. That it's the last time, it's the last days, and time is running out. You need to be troubled. Time to wake up. Amen. You say, we got so much going on that we can't even find out God's work, that God make it from the beginning to the end. We know about the beginning. We preach that, but what should we be doing now? What does the virtue of Issachar say? What is it expressing? What ought we be doing right now? We see seasons in all four in 1 week. And you say evil ain't loose. And you say the devil ain't taking over. It ain't just CERN. CERN ain't the only one opening up stargates and portals and gateways. The heart machine ain't the only one. The geometric machine flying over us is doing the thundering and the lightning now, trying to replace God's thunder and the lightning. And people don't know the difference. They showed you in the movie, God commands that every secret thing be made known, that darkness show what it's doing. Nothing hid, everything is naked. If you want to see it, you can see. But you got to stop making your own ears dull of hearing and your eyes of seeing, because you keep putting foolishness before your eyes. if you don't see it as it is and keep deceiving yourself, and the Bible warned us of this in 2 Timothy 3:13, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And I've always quote King James Version. I know other people have other versions, but I like the King James Version. Amen. But we need the Lord in this hour. And if it's ever been a time, and I have to go over this and again, when we were talking about discerning of the spirits, if ever we need two things, we really need to be seeking God for and condition our bodies for that endowment, is 1 Corinthians 12:18 talks about one of the gifts of the Spirit is discerning of the spirits. There are spirits here, like the little girl on Poltergeist, that wasn't uttered for nothing. She sat in front of the TV, they showed you the new style portal, the new style Stargate. This is the new image of the Stargate. There used to be bricks in a round circle planted in geographical areas that open at planetary or sun alignment or moon alignment, but now the technology has perfected it. There are some technologies today that wasn't seen yesterday. They had other objects, but this one here, now they did a lot of mirror things. There were mirror images. Even the mirror is a dimension, a realm. Things poured out. We've seen it in the movie Constantine, certain spirits of deception that come to deceive people about their beauty, and they love looking at themselves, at things. The only way to pull him back in is through the mirror. But we need the discerning of spirits. The seventh gift given to men by the Holy Ghost. Because when you get the Holy Ghost, these gifts come with him. Before him, we have other talents and skills in life that we do, like people brick masons and people architects, skilled the drawing artists, and they do all kind of works. But the gift of the Spirit, it's saying the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And one thing we need to, because the revelation of this word, when we enter in battle, we're going to need him to fight against evil spirits, the fallen ones now, and the spirit of their children, the ones that remain disembodied, and now the ones who have taken on new bodies that are shape-shifting, that's moving in electronics, that are moving in synthetic skins and other types of structures. Amen. He said, you're going to need discerning of the spirits. You need to know the human spirit from a demon spirit, from the Holy Ghost. Because we're in that hour that the unholy Trinity is fully set. The beast, the dragon, and the false prophet, according to Revelation 16:13, is sending out spirits of devils. Oh, devils. Are being sent out. Praise God. And Revelation 16:13 tells us about that unholy Trinity. And mouths are open. Stuff is speaking everywhere. The mouth of prince devils is sending messages and briberies to preachers, especially the one that intimidates them, that are stronger than them and can expose them and reveal where their seat is, their throne is, or their hiding place, or can expose their children. They're driving them. Don't tell. Don't say nothing else. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you a car, a house. I'm going to give you an island. I'm going to give you an airplane. I'm going to give you a jet. I'm going to give you the finest woman I got that's in his posse. I'm going to give you one of my brides, Satan, one of his brides. And she's going to be packing hips and have nice lips and fingertips. She's going to know how to keep herself groomed. I'm going to give you my best. Just don't preach the whole counsel of God. Don't tell the people they got to live right. Don't tell them they can live right. I want them to think that they can't. I want them to see everybody else failing. All right? Well, we're going to need that because, listen, the opposition is speaking, and God is allowing them to speak now during this time of a lack of prayer and prayerlessness. When there's prayer, that's when evil exalts itself. The reproach comes. It exalts itself. Amen. Because they're the unholy Trinity. And it's God that loosed the evil angels because the people are not saying, God, bind this spirit. Bind this shit. Take over this. Expose this. Da, 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 da. You're not asking God to do what he said he would do. I'll bind and I'll loose whatever you agree to on in your domain. I gave you dominion. Whatever you loose, whatever you allow, I will do it. I'm not just going to come take over and push them out. You got to ask me to do this because I gave you to do what you wish in your world. It's a choice. But we're going to need the seven gift of the Spirit operating in our lives. Amen. Because this evil that we're fighting against now, this ain't flesh and blood, witches and warlocks, Schumanns, I'm telling you, people with all kind of crafts, and Luciferians, necromancers, they're all turning their energy toward what's left of good, strong preachers and apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And you know what they target us with a lot? What they're working on? If they can't get you through pillow talk, through filthy dreams, false dreams and visions, if they can't seduce you and get you to go in to masturbation, self-touching and gratifying yourself to connect a spirit spouse, something to come up through the door, that mattress, your bed can be a doorway, your pillow. Amen. If they can't do that, praise God. I'm telling you, you're going to need the Spirit of God against these spirits that's coming up now. Amen. That's coming up to seduce you, to bribe you, to buy you out, to cut that anointing off. That when you get up and if you got a problem with yourself and self-gratifying yourself, when you lay hands on people, you're going to be sure to transfer and to expand the kingdom of Satan. Lust, before you know, adultery and fornication. Everything in your closet is being manifest by overspreading through the congregation. Your secret is out over the people. If you fastless and prayerless and sickly, guess what? Your people are going to be the same way. If you talk more on the report of the pharmaceutical and all the other stuff, guess what? The people are going to have the same way. They won't call for the elders anymore. We're supposed to call for the elders when people get sick. And the Bible says they shall recover. They shall recover. But we go to the potions. Romans 8:9 say we need the Spirit of Christ. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. We're going to need the Spirit of Christ to spiritually discern what's going on. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, he said, What knoweth the things of a man save the spirit in him? Amen. And everything that we see that's happening is spiritually discerned because it ain't flesh and blood. It ain't the object in front of you. It's not the thing in front of you. It's what's behind the thing. He using it as a veil of distraction or camouflage. What we are dealing with must be spiritually discerned. You got to get understanding from the word, the wisdom of the word. The word is the wisdom, the insight into it will help you to understand what's unfolding in your house, in your body, throughout your community, in your city, or in this nation. Amen. That's the only way you're going to know what's labored among you, whether they're operating out of the human spirit, a preacher preaching out of the human spirit, a preaching out of the Holy Ghost, or is that demonically inspired? But we're on high alert. Your senses need to bump up, and you got to do what Paul told us to do. Praise God. Hebrews 5:14. Go on and mature. Go on to full age. Go on and grow up. Amen. The more you pray, you expedite your growth. You accelerate your merge. You accelerate your elevation. Praise God. You accelerate in revelation. You got to exercise your senses, your spiritual senses, to discern both good and evil. And what's on the side of good is the Holy Ghost in your spirit, and all who have citizenship in heavenly places where we are walking every time we pray and preach. We are among the angels. We are among the host of heaven. We are in heavenly places when we're praying. All the host of God's angels, those that are ministering to the heirs of salvation, are around us. Or rather, it's evil. No evil can hide from you when we stay in prayer and keep our senses exercised. Amen. Praise God. But through much prayer, we can cause all things that's hidden that need to be seen. Praise God. We can command it to make itself visible. Amen. If we just stay with God and preach the whole counsel of God and stop preaching this watered down stuff and stop living a prayerless life, amen, and producing, manifesting a powerless life, praise God. Because when we are prayerless, we permit evil to advance over us. It has the advantage because prayerlessness, no prayer, no power. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. And the devil is scared of that. And when people don't get hold and get that prayer and that anointing over them, then they'll find themselves transiting like everybody else into other human forms, other forms. Amen. Praise God. You find the devil start messing with you, trying to change your image and likeness of God. He know that if you don't pray, that he can change you at any time. He can afflict you any time. But if you stay prayerful, that sickness and disease can't stay there. It can't stay. It can't stay. It's got to loose you. It's got to go, because that's God's word. That's God's word. Amen. Praise God. But we praise the Lord today. Amen. For all of you who give ear to the word of God. And we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, for each and every one that had an ear to hear what the Spirit sang to the church through your handmaiden. We pray in Jesus' name that this word will sanctify us all deeply. Let it be received and believed and conceived, that this word be hid immediately to bring forth fruit that's pleasing to you, and that will develop them into a tree of righteousness, God, to bring forth fruit that will satisfy the hungering and longing soul all around them, that thirst for eternal things. God, I pray in Jesus' name that every yoke be destroyed because of the anointing in the name of Jesus, and that everyone that is sick under the sound of your Spirit's voice, God, will be healed, delivered, and set free, and every sickness and disease be dissolved, whether it be in the blood, in the bones, or upon the skin, or any other organ, or even in the mind, that you will heal and work miracles, that your people will praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Bless right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Callender. And if anybody want to be a blessing, I heard a woman of God, I forgot the other day, that said that they wanted to sow into our ministry. My ministry is called Eagles Outreach in Selma, Tennessee. Eagles Outreach Ministry. If you want to sow a seed, love offering seed, praise the Lord, you could cash app it at the $ Kirksey, KIRKSEY 365. That's $ Kirksey, KIRKSEY 365. And you can also find me on Facebook under Prophetess Cheryl, Cheryl Kirksey, Kirksey. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. May heaven smile upon you is our prayer. God bless you. Back into the hands of Apostle Callender.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Prophetess, what a wonderful word. What a wonderful word. Anointed word with so much good information. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your servant. Thank you, O God, for her availability, O God, to the kingdom here on earth. O God, we pray, Father, that all that she has poured out today, that you pour back in 100-fold back into her spirit man, O God, that at the next appointed time, wherever you choose to use her, she will be ready and willing to do what thus says the Lord God of Israel. Lord, we ask you to anoint her going and anoint her coming. And Father, most of all, we ask you to make her the head and not the tail, that you will continue to set her above and not beneath, that you will make her the lender and not the bar. In the awesome name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. We just thank the Lord. I'm just so blessed to hear this word today. And so much you said, and some you said that I know already, that was so great that you put it on the sermon. Because a lot of people, I hear a lot of preachers be saying that, well, the law is no longer, you know, we are under grace. And I like when you put that in, that God has not done away with his law. The only thing he done away with was the sacrifices of bulls and rams, you know, the rituals he done away with, because Jesus was a sacrificial lamb on the cross. So there's no need for us to perform sacrifices anymore. And that was a blessing for the people that are there that preaching that nonsense would hear the truth. Now, you start with saying that when there was so much going on in the world, people are falling away. People are dying, suffering. And you said, I wrote down this, we need the spirit of our God to defeat the enemy. We cannot stand up against Satan and his agents in our earthly flesh. We need the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of us to give us the spiritual strength that we need to stand, because Satan and his agents, they're spirits. And we can't speak. Amen. We can't deal with spirits in this flesh. We need the Spirit of God working through us, strengthening us, and keeping us. And I wrote down, Yahweh will keep us when we fast in prayer and keep his word. And, you know, I was talking about this the other day in Ezekiel 17, where Ezekiel was talking about the riddles. And you mentioned that I was just about where you said that you talked about the riddles that people are, there's a lot of riddles in the world that are being spoken. Well, the Bible talks about it in Ezekiel was, and Jesus talks about riddles. Riddles is really parables. Parables. And say, and you talked about the stuff. So I wrote down the stuff we have and the things we indulge in, they are all vanity. And they're only for us to use while we're here, but not for us to worship. You have a nice car. You have a nice house. You have a Rolex watch or some diamond bracelet or something. They're only for us to use. It's not for us to worship and put our faith in those things. The only thing we have to do is to, we have to do while we're here is to worship the Lord God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and be obedience to the word of God. Keep his commandments as they are what would lead us to the place of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And you said that, I wrote this at the last, Yahweh did not do away with the commandments or the law, only the rituals of burnt sacrifices of bulls and rams. And there's a lot more that's in there. I got to go back and listen to it. But I thank you so much, and I want to open the line for anyone that want to come on in and encourage the woman of God. Yes, thank you so much, and I'm glad that you record about you, about the Cash App and so on that people can get to make an offering, send an offering, a love offering to you, because everyone that preached this word is worthy of the gifts that God has prepared for them to receive from others, you know. Or, you know, you're not working, we're not charging for the gospel, but, you know, when we get a chance to bless each other, we ought to bless each other. And surely I got to bless you. I got to bless the deacon. I got to bless the minister. And I have to bless the apostle and bishop from time to time as Lord bless me. You know, we are now waiting. I ask you all to pray because I've been listening to on YouTube. We are expecting as they go into this global currency reset. This is, a lot of people don't want to see it because what's going to happen is those that have not will be able to have to get. And God has ordained that in a way that one set of people would not have all the riches and nobody, the others have nothing. So we are going to be able to have more than enough so that we can bless many people, you know. And if this thing happened, like you say, I just pray that it happened next month. And, of course, it's all set in motion. Now Iraq has got their president and got all the stuff that they need to do. Their government is set in order, and the money is already changed. And once this thing takes place, it's supposed to take place any time. I was listening early this morning. I will be a multi-millionaire, you know, to help the church, not for me to walk around and push my chest up, because I have 15, 30 trillion in currency, 30 trillion in currency. So, you know, if I get 15 cents a dollar, I have more than enough money. So we're just hoping that that comes true so I can bless everybody. And I can build churches, I can build houses, I can build wells, have wells dig for the people that don't have no water, access to water. You know, they don't have to go drink that same nasty water that the animals defecate in. We can set up people that would oversee the work, you know, see the buildings build, the houses build, and churches build, and church building, all that kind of stuff. So this is what we're waiting on. And as far as I understand, it's supposed to happen next month. We've been waiting for a long time, but this is the time. The time is now. So anyway, the line is open. The line is open. Glory to God. Come on in and encourage the woman of God.
God bless you, Pastor Counsel. Thank God for the word. The word was good to my soul. I was in the middle of driving, but I just thank God that the word was good. Just touched on, you know, living holy, living right. Just everything was just right. Just how God had a requirement. I always say sometimes that we have a responsibility as a child of God once we receive salvation, that you have to make sure you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling as the word of God says. So I just thank God for the word that was good to my soul. I got to go back and do some studying myself to go over some of the stuff he said. I got to go back and listen to the message later again and go back on and look at some things I just going looking at in myself and do some more searching myself. But I tell you, the word was so good. And she was talking about the spiritual things and how the evil spirits are out to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, you can see they're using every tactic that they can to get to not just the minds of leaders, as she was saying, our children and all of us. So we have to really keep ourselves in a prayer and fasting life and keeping ourselves holy to guard ourselves, that we won't fall or fail God, and that we will keep ourselves in a holy place that the Father can hide us, because sin to cause us to lose that protection when you sin it, you know, it cause you to lose that protection. And so I just thank God for that word. You know, thinking about Jesus Christ, how he shed his blood, and then you just look at like the children of Israel, and they was when God got ready to punish Pharaoh, he told them to put their blood on their doorposts so they can be covered. So, you know, just have to be covered with the blood, you know. Search yourself, you know, and make sure that you're in the right place with God as a leader. And you don't have to have a title to do that. You know, all of us have a responsibility to make sure we're living right and living holy, to make sure that we're doing what God's word requires us to do, because his word says his word, if we love him, he said keep his commandment. And we have to keep it. That's the whole counsel of God. Not just half, but, you know, we're living in a time now where, you know, people just take out what they want out of the Bible, and that's God. You know, they get what they want out of it, and then they try to say, that don't mean that, this don't mean that, and then when you look at what they're saying, it don't add up with the scriptures. So, you know, you just have to really ask God to really keep you, and then just study your word to make sure that you're lining up and doing what you're supposed to do and doing and walking in the will of God, you know, that you can do and be worthy to escape a lot of these things that are coming, you know, keep God's word and just be obedient, because that's our job. We have to be obedient to his word, and that's how we stay blessed. Amen. So I just love y'all. Y'all be encouraged, and I love every time I come on here to hear the word. I was on here yesterday. I had to go back to work. Yesterday the word was good. Yesterday, too, I didn't get a chance to respond like I want to sometimes, but I try to get in as quick as I can so I can respond. But the word was good yesterday, and it's good today. I just thank God for the revelation and the power of the word of God. God help us, and he help us, you know, when we get in this council. You know, the Bible says we abide in him, and the thing you actually said again, I look at it like this here. When you abide in him, you start getting this word, he anoint you to be able to sit at the table with him, and he will share the insight, you know. And I just thank God for that. It's always a blessing. And y'all just have a blessed day. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Minister Jones. The line is open. The line is open. Keep the apostles, the Washingtons, and the Stuarts in their prayers. Keep them in your prayers. There's so much going on now, and the enemy is busy. You know, the enemy is busy. Keep the Jeffersons in prayer. Keep the Frasers in your prayer, and the Vicks in your prayer. A lot of people. I mean, I got up this morning after I was praying for everybody, and I saw something on YouTube that I was laying on the bed and just made me weep. It made me weep. You know, the Lord will show you stuff that will make you know that you ought to be grateful or more grateful, if there's such a thing, than what you are. And I begin to see these people. This man had been to America and made so much money. He went back to the African continent where he grew up. And he was blessing all of these people. Some people he gave like thousands upon thousands of dollars. Some people he brought new shoes and new this. But most they were grateful for, and they were dancing the African dance. When one guy got a pair of gloves, and when he opened, pushed his hand, the gloves was like gloves with the fingers, the tips cut off. You know, you all saw them kind of gloves. And when he pushed his hand down inside the gloves to try his fingers in the gloves, hands in the glove, there was a pack of money, you know, like a stack of money in that one glove and a stack of money in the next glove. So he started dancing. And this other guy, he was one of the little people, you know, this short person, like a 3 feet person, something like that. And when he got some shoes, so when he got the shoes, the money was stuck deep. He liked to wear these oversized shoes, shoes like for him and his brother and sister put together. The shoes is much bigger than him, his feet. So the man brought him some oversized shoes, brand new. But in the shoes, he had two stacks of money, one in each shoe. So the little, I call him, my wife said, don't ever call him midget, but he's a little midget. He started dancing. And I mean, he just started dancing this Holy Ghost dance. So this other guy, he got this little tiny box. And he started, had this look on his face like all the rest had this big box or big bag with all this money and stuff. But when he opened the little box, there was just one of those key fobs. And there was a car that was there with ribbons on it, like it was brought this car for a woman or something. But he brought this car for his close friend or brother. And it was a Chevy Cruze, little sports car. And the guy started weeping so much. You know, it's not one of the top-of-the-line cars, but, you know, he ain't never had a car before. He didn't give him money. He gave him what he never had before. And he started weeping. And I'm laying on the bed, I tell you no lie, Minister June, I started crying. I started crying like he had given that car to me. Because what I was hearing in my spirit, the Lord was telling me in my spirit, just be grateful for what I do for you. Just be grateful for what I do for you. I tell you, I begin to weep.
Amen.
Because what the Lord showed me, he said, look, son, you don't long for anything. Ever since you retired, you have never longed for anything. And I said, Jesus, oh, I thank you so much. The prophetess was preaching. I was crying. I was weeping there on the bed. I said, Lord, thank you so much. Oh, God, you have done more for me than I can do for myself. You've done more for me than my mother or father ever done for me. And I begin to weep. Man, sometimes we take the blessings of the Lord so for granted, you know, and we just think about what people are doing out there and what they have. And I love what your mother said, the prophet says, she don't covet nothing nobody have. And that's the same like me. Now, I don't care if you got a Mercedes Benz, if you got a Lexus, if you got a Bentley, if you got a Ferrari, a Lamborghini. I don't care if you have a yacht, if you have a Cessna jet. I don't give jealous of nobody's stuff. I am so comfortable what the Lord has blessed me with. Because one of the things that the Lord gave me that I never had all my life, oh, Lord, I just thank you, is the Lord has given me peace. I tell you, the Lord has given me peace. Oh, I tell you, don't lie, Minister Jones. And I'm so comfortable now that I could go in the house and just lay down, open the door. I don't even have, if I go and forget to close my garage, nobody walks in my garage. And I have everything, got brand new air conditioning unit, central air conditioning unit that have in the garage, sit in the garage, may I get a cell to sell it this summer to somebody. I go to an electric snake, drain cleaning machines and all that stuff in the garage. Nobody step in that garage to take anything from me because everything that I have is covered in the blood of Jesus. I tell you, I'm peaceful. I'm peaceful. God has given me that peace. And you know, sometimes God has to show us. Now, he don't have to, but he show us, excuse me, forgive me, Father. He don't have to show us, but he shows us little things so that we can see what he has done and what he's doing for us to become grateful, you know, and I thank God for that, you know. I take what we do here on Blog Talk Radio very, very serious. Anytime you see I pray a lot of times. I say, Lord, if I got to bless some people, I say, Lord, I know I don't have that kind of money in the bank. I say, Lord, send some, give me a job. Give me a job that I can go there and make some money so I can bless the people. You know?
Amen.
And somebody will call. Somebody will call and give me a job. And I can bless some people. I just send money out to Africa to people to put food because they're suffering. They don't have no work there now. They didn't have no work before, and now they don't have no work. Now there's assignment all over the world. They don't have no money. I know people telling me, it's possible when we go down to the market, they hardly have any food. You know, they hardly have any food. And look at South Africa with all those flooding, with hundreds of people dying from the flood. People's homes were washed away, cars washed away, their property washed away. I mean, the mudslide, they took all the ones that had gardens, a little bit of garden growing some corn and stuff. All the corn field was washed away. The water just took it up and washed it away. You know what I'm saying? And they're still looking for people that has been taken away in the mudslide. And we take stuff for granted, man. So when I get a little bit, I try to help them that are less fortunate than us, and even right here in America. You know, we have paid for water bill, gas bill, light bill, put food on the table, buy food for the dog, right here in America for people here in America. We have done it. Blouse Talk Radio family, we've done it. You know, but God is so grateful. In India, we are doing a great work over there. We got a couple of churches there that we are taking care of. And Lord, the Holy Spirit is moving so strong in India right now that it just blesses me. You know, it blesses me to see how powerful, because when they have a revival or they have an open-air tent meeting, they're dealing with all types of entities that come against them, all natural and supernatural forces, the church, that come against the church in India, China, same thing. Glory to God. So that's the reason why we do what we do. And I got a lot of pictures this morning. The pastor sent me this morning. He said, I thank you all for praying for us, because it's such a mighty move of God. Holy Spirit is moving so strong, you know. And we have pastors that was tied up last year. Hindu people, you know, they're different with another religion. They don't like Christians. And they were beating the Christians up, tying them up to trees and beating them with 2x4s. I mean, some of them got killed. Some of their head would bust open, split open, you know. And the government do not, because the government, you know, their government is Muslims and Hindus. So they, you know, Christians don't have no say in this realm. We don't have no say in this realm. But I tell you what, God is watching out for us. And for those in India and China, different countries, the Nigerian, and different parts of Zambia, and Zimbabwe, different places of the continent that are being persecuted for the gospel. And we got to pray for them, you know. As bad as it seems to be in America right now, it's worse for them over there. When you see little kids that their parents being a massacre took place and took them kids, their mothers and fathers out, beheaded them, dismembered them. And you have little girls of 6 years old, 7 years old, raising their brothers and their sisters. They're picking leaves off a tree. They know what, because their ancestors, the footprints showed them. And my mother showed me the same thing. If I was in my country, I can pick certain leaves that I could put in a pot with hot water and a little bit of oil and cook and eat. Put a little butter, and I would nourish my body. But I don't know what to go here and find here. But you in Africa, you see the little kids. I see it in my eyes, and they're cooking leaves, and just put a little oil, a little butter on the oil, on the leaves, and that's what they eat. And they boil some dirty water and drink the water. Man, I seen that. I seen that in Africa while I was there, and I cried like a baby. I cried. Because, you know, when you take me, you complain here and say, well, I don't got gas in my car. You got a car, though. I can't get the new, that shoes I was trying to get them, Stacy Allen, but you got shoes already. And you see some of the people we doing revival in the slums, and mature slums. And people walk for days when they hear you coming from the United States to do a crusade. And guess what? When you look at the women and the men, they ain't got no shoes. They don't have any shoes on their feet, some of them. And when you look at the heels are cracked, got cracks, minister. The heels got cracks from walking on the hot, clear dirt, walking because they want to hear a word from God. Man, that's why I get so grateful for every little thing that he do for me. And every little thing that he allowed me to do for somebody else, I am grateful. I don't do it so that somebody can go on Facebook and say, you know what, Apostle, do that. No, I'm not. That's not what I do, what I do. The Washington will tell you, the Stuart will tell you, I don't like accolades. I don't care for them. I really don't. But as the prophet says, we need to encourage each other, but I don't live for that. As long as we get that word in and it's recorded and it's going out in the atmosphere, somebody going to hear it. Somebody going to hear it. Glory to God. When I first come on Facebook, I was surfing one time. I didn't know he called it surfing. My granddaughter had to tell me that. I was surfing and I find a prayer line in Texas. And that lady, I ordained her as a pastor. She's a pastor in Texas now. And I was used to be with her, but some people come on the prayer line and the people start talking like they're Christian, then the devil take over and they start talking like the world. So Lord said that didn't want me for that. So then I got this ministry and we was an international prayer line, but the Lord stopped me one night. He says, I don't want you to be a prayer line. He said, I want you to be a church line. I want you to teach and preach the gospel and let people come on so they can be trained and they can learn how to do what they need to do to go on and continue make disciples. And that's what we do. And the Lord, that time it was in 2010, I think it was September, and the Lord gave us the name, Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. I didn't have that. God gave it to me. Even the vision statement, the Lord gave us that vision statement. I mean, it just came straight from the Lord to my spirit. And we never stopped from that. We ain't stopped there. A lot of people come again and say, well, they ain't going to do this because they talk their stuff and they don't compromise and they ain't going to last. And some of the prayer lines that come against us, some of the people, they know more. They know here. I don't hear them on no prayer line. I don't know if they're still alive, but they're now here. And we still here doing what thus says the Lord. So we are excited. We are excited about doing the work of the kingdom. And I tell you, prophetess, I can't help to tell you that was a sound. That was a sound word, sound doctrine. You know, this is sound doctrine makes sound people, but that's sound doctrine. And anyone that have a spiritual ear to hear what you say today, they will go to another dimension in kingdom building. Because that's what it's all about. Our focus is to build a kingdom. The kingdom must be established through the people of God. The world will be established through the people of the world, but the kingdom of God will be established through the people of God. Jesus said the kingdom is in us. So now we got to release the kingdom out of us into someone else. Understand? So anyway, I thank you so much. I'm going to ask Minister Jones, come on in and pray and close us out. I got to go run an errand, and Brother Deacon's on the line, and no one else is there but us. But the line is this is the key. You see, it doesn't matter to me how much people are on the line. Main concern is to get the word recorded. Once we get the word recorded, we know that there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands. That listen, I mean, if you go and search the site, you will see how many thousand people, and that's just what they allow me to see. There's so many thousand people that download Blog Talk Radio all over the world. I got people from Holland used to come on here, and from time to time he comes on here. He got a big church in Holland, and come on, call on to Blog Talk Radio to share the gospel of what's going on in Holland. So we know people are hearing us. All right? Go ahead and pray us out, Minister, and we will talk to you all soon. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Father, we thank you for your word today, God. Thank you for Apostle Candle doing, every and apostles, Lord, every apostle and prophet and minister and evangelist on this prayer line today, God, and everyone just listening. God, we bless your holy name. Thank you for your word, Lord. Help us to hide the word in our heart, Lord, that we won't sin against you, Lord. Help us, Lord, enjoy and appreciate what you already done, Lord. As the prophet said, all the different glories and everything that you have done for us already, Lord, we thank you today. And we bless your holy name, Lord. You said we're the two or three are gathered in your name. You'll be in the midst of us, Lord. And so we glorify your name. We tell you thank you for your power. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for opportunity, dear Lord, to get closer to you. God, you said we abide in you. Anything we ask shall be given. And God, as Apostle Counselor said today, God, bless us, Lord, in our finances, Lord. Cancel our debt. And Lord, bless us in our finances that we can all be a blessing to each other. Lord, all that my heart desires and his is to be a blessing, Lord. So, God, we just ask you today to open a blessing up, God, and open up the blessings that we need, God, that we can bless each other. And also, Lord, be a blessing to your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, only you can do it, Lord. Bless those that don't have food to eat, or clothes to eat, or homeless, and those in Africa across this nation, Lord, that are suffering, Lord, that don't have jobs. Yes, Lord, to make a way, Lord, that those that, God, that are living out on the street, Lord, are living under tents, are living in the forest, God. God, we ask you to make a way, Lord. God, help people to be a giver, Lord, to those that don't have. And God, we forever bless your name. God, cover us with your blood. As we go out and about, they keep us, Lord, as we leave this prayer service and this radio service, God. We forever bless your name and give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Jones. God bless you all. I'll talk to you all soon. God bless. Bye-bye.